they have modernized and made a beautiful little lake out of now was a pond that we were told not to go close to because it was didn't have a bottom to it. It was mucky, you know, and that. And it's, to me, it's just amazing. And that main highway through now, 27 or 14th, whichever you like to call it, that didn't exist at the time I was going to high school. I saw that come in. I saw the new high school built and all the other elementary schools, all of them since I've been here.
You know about how large Leesburg is now?
We were talking about that the other day and I had forgotten. I don't really know. But it's so large. My brother that lives in Orlando, the oldest brother, he hadn't been back to really look around until about 3 years ago, and he came over and he said, you know, I didn't realize Leesburg has grown like it has. I want to come over and spend the day with you and just take me around. And we rode all day long, and when we came back, he said, my goodness, he said, I can't even find myself. He got lost completely. It had grown so. Areas where we used to play and the things that we used to do, he couldn't even find the location. It was amazing, really, to us too. We hadn't stopped to realize it had grown like that. Although we don't have too many businesses of types, and this is a thing that hurts me, is to think that we don't have opportunities for our young people. They're leaving and going away. We need things to come in, opportunities for them where we can keep them at home, but they're going elsewhere to seek work.
I noticed, are there a lot of retired people who retire and come?
Yes, and we're having more and more and more and more of the mobile home situation, which we don't like. And we have so many retirees that come down here on limited income, and quite a number of them, you'd be surprised, that bring quite a number of their canned goods. They can them up north and bring them back, which they don't do too much shopping here. And I don't know, it has hurt us really. And then they stay on the lakes and fish all the time. We used to go out in 15, 20 minutes and catch all the fish you wanted. And now you go out and fish 2 or 3 days and you don't even get enough to eat. But I'm a great fisherman. That's my hobby in my life is fishing.
What do you usually fish for?
Well, anything. Doesn't make any difference. We go out in the lakes in the wintertime, we fish for speckled perch. I think they call them crappies up north. And then we have the bluegills and shell crackers that come in the summertime. But what I love to do most is to go to Crystal River over on the west coast, and we do mullet fishing with a pole, a rod and reel, spin reel. And that's what I'd rather do.
Is that a salt water?
Yes.
Well, tell me about the freshwater fishing. What are some of the things you'd use for bait?
We use the little minnow, artificial baits, plastic worms, and then for your bream and shell crackers, bluegills and all like that, we use freshwater shrimp, or you can use worms, the little wigglers, red wigglers.
Yeah, little red wiggler, that'll...
Earthworm. Fish worm. They have quite a number of the farms around in this area now.
Are there any other kind of live worms that people fish with besides those little red wigglers?
Not that I know of. They have a cricket farm that you can fish with the live crickets that are good.
Do you deep sea fish any?
Yes, I've been out deep sea fishing. We go out from Ingalls. From Yankee Town out in that area.
Where is that located?
That's north of Crystal River on 19. And we go out from there quite a bit. And most of the people from here go to Homosassa, which is